Tom Pinder paid the barman, picked up the two foaming pints of IPA, straight from the cask, the good old way, grabbed the bag of dry roasted nuts and threaded his way through the crowded pub and out into the garden of the rose in flower. "Why don't I come here more often?" he thought, standing in the late evening sunshine and taking a sip from one of the beers. Not many places left these days that know how to serve a pint properly. But he knew the answer to that. It might only be a few miles upriver from Cheringham, but it would still involve driving. That would be out of the question, unless he stayed totally sober. And when had he ever gone to a pub and stayed sober? He spotted a table in the far corner, right under a willow, whose branches hung so low they dipped into the river, and headed over to take ownership. He put the pints down and sat facing the pub so he could see the comings and goings. He checked his watch. 8 o'clock. Nearly time. He took another long draught of the beer, then opened his leather shoulder bag and carefully took out the tools of his trade. Phone, to record the interview. Backup digital audio recorder, spare batteries, just in case. Notebook, not one of those little spiral-bound jobs, no, this was a proper A4 notepad, already lined down the middle for shorthand, too big to fall out of a pocket and get lost. Pen and pencil too, again, just in case. 20 years of local papers, 10 more on Fleet Street before ending up back here as a freelance for the Cheringham Times. More like an advertising free sheet than a real paper, but hey, beggars and choosers. All this experience had taught him to back up everything. Belt and braces, as they say. Better safe than sorry. Just in case. Couldn't have anything go wrong this evening. Oh no, no way. Not with this interview. This was, oh yes, the big one. This was the one that would finally get him out of this Cheringham backwater and back onto the front page of a real newspaper. Who knows, maybe even into the TV studios again. Tonight on Newsnight, we're joined by seasoned crime reporter Tom Pinder, who first broke the story and who's been following today's shocking events in court. Tom smiled, enjoying that fantasy, and took another long pull on his beer. He stared through the trees at a pair of swans gliding out from under the stone arches of the medieval bridge and past the pub garden. Just about perfect. The place had filled up, but here, in this quiet, secluded spot, he felt safely tucked away. Nobody could eavesdrop, he was sure. Anyway, the pub seemed to be filled with the usual boisterous crowd here for a Saturday night out. Nobody suspicious. No one who looked like they could be sniffing around his story. As he glanced at the pub's entrance, he saw a face at one of the upper windows of the pub peering down at him, but it pulled back behind a curtain. Odd. For a second he was concerned, but the face didn't reappear. Probably just a guest in one of the bedrooms watching the sunset. And what a sunset! A real colour show going on in the sky tonight. He reached into his pocket and took out his cigarettes, opened the pack, tapped one out, lit it, popping a little smoke ring out of habit as he watched it curl in the air in the last of the rosy sunlight. So much for giving up. Second pack today. Shame he didn't have a photographer to catch this bucolic moment. Sure was a picturesque setting. He'd have to come back here when he got a book deal, stage the whole thing again for the camera. The author at The Rose in Flower seated left with John Sheeran at their first dramatic tell-all interview. First interview, yeah. That had a nice ring to it. Of course, that was thinking ahead. Need to get all the facts first. Sort the deal with Sheeran, write the story up, sell the whole juicy tale to one of the big papers in London, maybe even the Sunday Times or the Telegraph. Posh readers loved a good crime exclusive too. He drained his pint, put the empty glass down, checked his watch. If Sheeran didn't turn up in the next couple of minutes, he might as well drink the other pint. Well, sure, then get two fresh ones. But then a movement caught his eye at the back of the garden where the hedge ran down to the water's edge, and he saw a figure emerge, as if they'd come from the field behind the pub, as if sneaking in.